John Connor. It is time.
Welcome, my friends. Friendly neighborhood Michael Basham here, driving home late at night. Hallelujah. Assembling the warriors from across the world, across the spear realms. All times, countries, ethnicities, you name it, we're calling you all in. It's a remix of Spirit Force! We do get a little eccentric around here, but I do want to remind everybody that doctrine, foundation, biblical understanding is important when engaging in the spiritual battles. What are spiritual battles? What is our purpose? Why are we doing these battles? What is the goal? What is the mokuteki in Japanese?
Nani ga mokuteki daro ne?
What
is the moody in Chinese? Ni xiao dui shenme moody zuo shi?
Well, I hope you understand that you do have a goal, you do have a purpose. And especially be about your father's business. And the purposes of God are to win souls. And to win souls, you need to have a good life preserver. You don't want to throw a life preserver that's got leaky things to it. You don't want to throw a rock to somebody that's drowning. And the world is full of drowning people. And let me tell you, if you're throwing bad doctrine to people trying to save souls, and it's full of weird, well, you got to do this or that to go to heaven, and it has nothing to do with scriptures in the Bible, it's somebody's pet doctrine, then I'm sorry, but boo. Boo-hoo, if you're wrong, you're getting the boot. You're getting booted out of God's soul-winning business. Just letting you people know this is about winning souls. It's not about... Michael Basham has this weird doctrine about a spiritual spaceship that he flew on once. That's all the icing on the cake, guys. What if I had a spiritual spaceship but I was going around telling people some weird pet doctrine about you have to believe I am the end time prophet or some weird thing in order to go to heaven? In order to go to heaven, you just need to believe in Jesus Christ. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will abundantly pardon your faults, your missteps, your sins, if you will but come to him. And that's another thing. We don't want to just talk about Jesus. We want to directly talk into souls with the Spirit of Jesus. So the best thing you can do is get very acquainted with God, very influxed with Jesus, and then share that spirit with others. That's all I'm going to say about that. Well, guys, we're in trouble. I don't know if you heard, but it seems last time we checked, the America that you knew growing up, she ain't around no more. Now you get to live in like a zombie apocalypse kind of a movie. Looking forward to seeing that Last of Us series, that HBO zombie movie. I mean, those zombie movies, they kept me going the last 20 years. Zombie movies, because we've been living in a zombie movie, for crying out loud. The brave ones are the people that didn't get bit by zombies and became zombies.
I will go across the street to fetch insulin for the poor darling who has diabetes in our little survivor group.
And suddenly the little Burger King manager is this incredible, heroic man for walking across the street during a zombie apocalypse just to get the insulin. Stay tuned for more crazy, weird, heroic things. Being human, loving your fellow man, being a helper, not a detractor, not a selfish one. A lot of people, they think they're doing the right thing. Oh, I'm doing my part. Well, you're selfish. You're not reaching out to people outside your direct family. I mean, your family is a ministry in itself, but your family is not the only thing you're supposed to be doing. Jesus didn't say, forsake everything in the world and just focus on your family all day. Jesus said, do you want to know the story of the Good Samaritan? You had this nice goody two shoes guy and this other nice goody two shoes dude pass by a guy that had been beaten to a bloody pulp. And then you had this guy that was like a sinner, a Samaritan, and yet he helped this man that had fallen into this terrible misfortune and said, look, here's a hotel, here's room and board, whatever you need, here's whatever he needs extra to the innkeeper. Call me if I'll be back soon to check on them. You know, that's the kingdom. I'm sorry, but the kingdom is not just your family. It's not just taking care of your own personal business. That's what Buddhists do. That's what the Gentiles, the pagans, they do that. Usually. Sometimes better than Christians, too. I'm not saying that you don't take care of your family. I'm saying that you have a perspective outside of, if you have a family, a lot of people don't have families. That's why the kingdom of God is full of people that are like orphans and singles and widows and fatherless. God can use those people a lot more sometimes than he can those that are so overwhelmed with just making ends meet for their kids and their whole life is about their kids. Well, I'll tell you something, those kids are going to grow up miserable because their parents had nothing else to focus on than just making ends meet for their kids. Their whole life's about their kids all the time. Their kids from morning to night. And as a man with kids, I'll tell you, kids take a lot of your time. But your kids will be happy if you bring them along on your journey of faith. You know, a little darling, one-year-old to whatever-year-old. You bring a little kid out there and you go out there and you have the spirit of a disciple, of a soul winner, of a, you know, I want to spread the kingdom today. You walk around with that spirit, I'm telling you what, you're going to have miracles like you wouldn't believe. God will provide for you. He will bring people across your path to pray for. He will, like, I took my daughter to a grocery store the other day after an incredible day of success. Like, I was going to go pick up some goats, and then it turned out the goats were going to be free, although we were going to pay a few $100, and then the owner of the goats said, also, you can take this barn for, like, 1/10 of the price if you can remove it off the property, so please pray that we can do that. And here I am with my little 3-year-old being as cute as ever, and she is just winning hearts everywhere we go. At the grocery store, there's this grandmother that starts to speak to my little daughter and notices that she has a little box of aminal crackers, begins to proceed to share an entire sermon in the grocery store. I'm standing there, nodding my head. This is sweet. It was a legit, like, good sermon. Like, she actually had a healing testimony. She was going in for surgery and then about to have the surgery, and then the x-ray revealed that she didn't need the surgery. Like, there was some impossible miracle that took place. And so we're there, and other people are walking by, and they're getting a witness. And I don't even have to try. I'm, like, standing there just nodding my head, like, praising God. That's one day, all right? One day, and I'm a dad, and I got kids, I got responsibilities, I got things, I got to go out there and do those things. I'm telling you, if you have faith, and if you're single, even better. If you're single, like, look, or you don't have kids, wow, unbelievable. You have more time to serve the kingdom. God will use whatever you give him. And the children, they will help you. Although you will be overwhelmed with diapers and, Daddy, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Yes, you will be overwhelmed. You will have sleepless nights. But what is the point of all this? I mean, tonight's message is just be a disciple. Like, forget about your personal, private, selfish life. And I'm selfish. We're all selfish to a certain extent. Live your life with at least the mentality of there are lost souls. God's heart is for that one lost soul.
not your little life. With all your little, oh, I gotta take care of this or that. Yeah, that's great. That's important. Dear Lord, what's important today? Deliver us from evil and temptations. Okay, give us our daily bread. We praise you forever and ever. Bring the kingdom down to earth. I'm deliberately mixing up the Lord's Prayer so it breaks you out of the religious spirit of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, Mary, hallowed be thy name. And Mother Mary, full of grace, and lead us not into temptation. No. God has a heart for the lost. And heaven coming down to earth means opening up your borders, like reaching out to those lost souls. It doesn't mean we're all going to be street witnessers. It doesn't mean you're going to focus all your time. We need in the kingdom people to take care of the children, to amass the rent and handle the management of the kingdom, organization, facilitation. Somebody needs to know how to be a mechanic to fix the cars and whatever. Those are all important things. But I believe that this podcast, a lot of the people who may tune into this, you may realize that we are marching to a different drumbeat. Let the dead bury the dead. Okay, let our friends who are good at it, let them facilitate and tend tables. We must be about our Father's business to minister the gospel where it is meet, where it is necessary, where it is appropriate. So focus on that, my friends. And God will, he will finance, he will take care of, he will bring the people who can handle all your needs. And if things ain't perfect, well, guess what? This world ain't perfect. If you have food and lodgings and clothings, let yourself be content in that. Ew, a possum. Yeah, God, no! Get out of the road, possum! Oh, gross. Talk about ruining a good moment. I mean, I was almost done. It was a great talk. And then this nasty, psychotic, giant rat thing. Rat lizard. Ugh. Every time, I'm telling you, like, every time. I'm just having a great night. We're getting somewhere in life, and then... Yeah! I'm being silly, but hey, guys, serve God. And listen, you want the cool stuff? You want the spaceships? You want the keys of the kingdom turned to swords? The flying, floating swords? You want the angels? You want the giant lions? You want the archangels? You want the prophets? You want the dreams? You want the time travel? You want the levitation? You want the teleportation? All that stuff is for disciples. What is a disciple? Someone that's left behind everything else. And your identity is so quantum entangled with God that nothing else matters. Then all the sexy stuff, okay? All the crazy, cool, fun things. First of all, serve God with all your heart, all your mind, all of you. All of me is the Lord's. Over and over again. Don't just donate to us at spiritforce01@gmail.com for our PayPal. Don't just become a Patreon subscriber and help us out with $5, $10 a month so we can cover the very minimal bills, actually. I'm keeping a tight ship here. We're not like doing outside of our means a whole lot, although we have done a lot. You and me, we have accomplished a lot this last year, don't forget. With very little. We are Sparta. Never was more required of less men. We are accomplishing a lot. The disciple thing, the code of the disciple, will fulfill all the other needs you have in your life. And God will... He'll give you glimpses into what you're doing via dreams, via, like, emails from people. Hey, this or that happened. You helped us, like, roll the ball forward in this or that. This podcast, as small as it is, it's actually growing, but our goal is not to be big in ourselves. I mean, if you want us to be big, then share the show and pray for us. You know, part of me is like, oh my gosh, if we got too big, like, oh my gosh. One of our main tasks is to build up other ministries.
That is the Basham tradition. And if you don't believe me, go check out what Derek Prince Ministries is doing. And if you don't believe me, and little secret between us, if you need materials, if you're a disciple and you don't have, well, I don't have books and Bibles to give people. Well, guess what? Derek Prince Ministries, just between me and you and the lamppost, they would love to give you a few extra books or materials. Email Derek Prince Ministries, and they have overstock quota for the disciple, not for scam artists, not for people that want to use it for the wrong reasons. But I'm telling you, if you need quality tools, we call them tools. If you need weapons, physical manifestations of your spiritual weapons of the Word of God, get in touch with Derek Prince Ministries. All right. My uncle runs it. And if not, you know, let me know. But I know that Derek Prince Ministries has extra stockpiles of books, of very good books, tools for your ministry. All right. So stay strong in the Lord. I got to get home. I'm home already. I got to get home. My gosh, it's just a late night. Can't believe we did this in under 20 minutes. Wow. Be strong in the Lord. Be at peace in His presence. And realize that you are one of the front lines warriors. And God will provide all your needs. And He will begin to open up your mind into new territory. Cool things. Fringe things. Mystical things. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.